At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Singles night last night. How'd you get on? Tell us all about
all the juice.
Yeah.
It went great. So we had five couples who had never met each other before. They were each put on a 30-minute Zoom date.
Right.
So they were matched based on what they were looking for in some, you know, they kind of specified what kind of person they'd like to meet and what they were into themselves.
You love doing all this.
Absolutely love it. Love it.
I'd be saying, oh my God, oh, I'd be worried about them not getting on and all that.
No, because when you talk to them, you kind of go, that's the person for that person.
Yeah.
Now, like, you hope.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
So five couples went on their dates last night.
And we want to thank them all as well, because, I mean, like, it's a difficult thing to
do.
It's not so unusual.
Easy.
It's weird in a way.
And it's a bit awkward. Like, let's be honest, it is awkward sitting and having a date with someone on Zoom when you know that, you know, there's also a third person there who's like, hiya, lads, how are you getting on?
Yeah.
So,
But you leave them.
I left them. Yeah. So I introduce them, then I jog on, and then I come back and I say, how did you get on?
And you were doing it every, sorry for interrupting.
I just
think people want to know this.
Yeah.
So you were coming back every about 20 minutes or so, or
every
half an hour.
Yeah.
A new person.
Yeah. So they'd have their chat for 30 minutes, then they'd leave, and I text them both privately and say, how did you get on? And if they were both a yes and they both wanted to swap details, then they'd swap details. So that's how
so
it worked.
So what is the outcome?
The outcome is that four out of five were a match.
Oh.
Yeah. So we're delighted with that. So one of the couples just, you know, they had a grand date, but they didn't feel anything romantic, which happens all the time, you know, and they both had a nice time. But four out of the five were a match. So we asked them for a bit of feedback after, and it's lovely because they all sound a little bit excited. So the first one is Brian and Denise.
Hello, it's Brian here. I really enjoyed the concept. Waiting for it was a bit nerve-wracking, but the minute you see somebody in front of you face-to-face, you kind of relax into it. I thought Denise is like really interesting, and hopefully we'll share a coffee after COVID, or we'll talk again pretty soon. And thanks a million. Speak soon. Bye.
Denise here. It was my first ever Zoom date. And yeah, it took us a whole 30 minutes to bring up the word COVID. So that was definitely a success. Brian was fun. He was interesting. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to chatting to him again. So thank you to you and to Ian Dempsey on The Breakfast Show. It was really great fun.
Ooh.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
I'll buy a new suit, I think.
We might have to buy a few suits, Ian. So the next couple then was Fiona and Porrig. Fiona's from Kildare and Porrig's from Cavan.
Just off the Zoom date there. Went well. He was really nice. Was really chatty. Conversation flowed really well. I thought it was going to be really weird being on a Zoom call. I've never done a date like that before, but actually was quite comfortable. And like I said, he was really nice. So thank you. It went well. Good job.
It was way, way better than I had expected it to be. Very comfortable. Yeah, really enjoyed the experience. Very pretty girl, very attractive, very easy to talk to. So thank you.
Ooh, very pretty girl. I see. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And then our next couple was Sean and Mairead. Sean's in Clare and Mairead's in Limerick.
Lovely woman from Limerick. Seemed to have a lot in common, and found it easier than I thought. We matched. We'll see how it goes. Lots of fun and easy. No hassle.
Got talking to a lovely guy called Sean. We seemed to hit it off. We had a lot in common, and it was kind of daunting at the start, but once we got into it, it was grand. He was having a glass of wine. I was having a hot whiskey. He wrote in that he liked me. I wrote in that I liked him, and we exchanged numbers, and we're in contact now. So we'll see how it goes.
Thank you.
Ah, that's lovely. That sounds very promising. Yeah, they all sound great. So what's the, since we typed in, could they type something as well?
No, so I would text them both after the Zoom and I'd say, how did you get on? What do you think? Yeah. And would you be up for seeing each other again?
Okay,
so they both said they liked each other and so that's how, And then we had a fourth match, Maggie and Niall, they were too shy to do the voice note. So that was that.
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks a million.
Love is in the air.
Thanks a million, Charlotte. Cheers. 8:53 now.